Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Brooke with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Metro South Health releases a measles alert for Brisbane's Southside area. The health provider says the person was likely infectious whilst at Springwood Road State School last Wednesday. Queensland Health recommends anyone born since 1966 who has not been vaccinated should be alert for symptoms and get the MMR vaccine from their local doctor.
A new critical response team is established to respond to those experiencing homelessness in Toowoomba. The initiative is part of the Miles Government's new Homes for Queenslanders plan and will be modelled on the successful Brisbane team of the same nature. The Toowoomba team will operate in collaboration with St Vincent de Paul and other government and non-government organisations. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon says the team will make an impact on Queenslanders in regional areas who need housing assistance.
And in national news, Nationals party leader David Littleproud asks Barnaby Joyce to consider taking personal leave. This decision comes after Joyce was filmed late last Wednesday night, lying on a street in Canberra, swearing at his phone. Joyce blamed a mix of alcohol and prescription medication. Littleproud tells the ABC he discussed the incident with Joyce yesterday. He says Joyce embarrassed himself and his family and needs to take some time to deal with issues in his private life.
Major supermarkets are charging large rebate fees to farmers who want earlier invoice payments. Across the industry, payment terms for commercial supplier contracts are varied and can range from 14 to up to 120 days, depending on individual agreements. Agricultural sector representatives say rebate charges can be up to 4% of the original invoice, which is contributing to financial pressure on growers suffering from cash flow issues. Horticulture Chair of the National Farmers Federation, Jolyon Burnett, encourages supermarkets to pay their fresh produce suppliers quickly, noting cash flow's importance on these businesses during the harvest period.
And in American news, a resident of Oregon in the United States may have caught bubonic plague from their cat. Deschutes County Health confirms the first case of bubonic plague in the state in 8 years, with an undiagnosed but symptomatic cat as the likely cause. County Health Officer Richard Fawcett says all close contacts of the human and pet have been contacted and provided medication.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.